Okay, so we started last week the inyan of schirs, landlords and tenants. And like I said last time, a lot of these halachas, a lot of these halachas, also I want to say that today's shir is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas Kol Derachah Bas Yaakov Shmuel HaLevi. So a lot of these halachas will end up being determined by Minag HaOlam, Minag Medina, but we are going to learn the halacha from the source, from the Gemara, and then see how it applies today, nowadays. So the issue I want to deal with today is there any... We talked about last week, the schus of the soicher and the masker in the house. You know, what's the lumdus? Are you selling it for a certain period of time? Is it still belong to the owner? He's just letting the tenant live there, etc. The shaila I want to talk about this week is giving someone notice. This is very common, right? You're renting a house, and then all of a sudden you develop a need for the house, so you have no interest in renting it to these people. Or, you know, there's a significant price change in the market, and you want to change the price. Or whatever reason, you may want to even improve the house. So we spoke last week, maybe you're not allowed to do improvements to the house and kick the guy out. But in general, what's the halacha if you want to remove the tenant, you know, and who adin if the tenant wants to leave, both ways, right? What's the halacha when the landlord wants to remove the tenant, or the tenant wants to leave prematurely? This is nigea a lot of times in stores, and this is nigea all the time, you know, in a home, and you want to move in, or you just, you know, you want to let the tenant know that he can't stay there. We you know, even just now, we had a case that, you know, the coil, we there's a house that we have, and we were renting it out, and a new family is moving, and we would put the coil family in the house, but it's rented out to this other person. So how much notice do we have to give the person living there, telling them, well, listen, we're going to need the house now, right? It happened to be they were in a lease, and the lease was over, so... You know, we told them we're not renewing the lease with enough notice. But theoretically speaking, you know, what would be the halacha? So here the Gemara says, we'll just learn the Mishnah on Kuf Aleph Amid Beis in Bava Metzia. I think I can share the screen here for those that are on the screen share. Yeah, okay. So, good. Yeah, we have the screen share, and we have the people here have the Gemara, so it's all good. So the Gemara says like this. A little small here, but the Gemara says like this. Mishnah. Hamasker bayis l'chaveroi b'mois ha-geshamim. You rented out a home to your friend during the winter months. Eino yochel la'atzioi menachak v'ra-pesach. In those days, it was very hard. It would be very hard for a tenant to find a home to rent during the winter months. People did not move in the winter. And therefore, if you would kick out your tenant in the middle of the winter, he wouldn't be able to find a new place to live. So therefore, if he lived in the home on Motzei Sukkos, you have to let him stay till Pesach. You cannot kick out you didn't speak out his mind. You didn't sign a contract, a six-month lease, nothing. He's living in the house. You say, oh, I forgot to tell you, December, you know, Hanukkah time, I need the house back. Sorry. Once he lived there, Motzei Isru Chag Sukkos, he is in the home till Pesach. So you see from this Gemara that you have to take into account the time it would take the tenant to find a new place to live. Okay, so if he was there b'maisak shamim, ein yochel loitzio min hachag v'ara pesach, b'maisak chama. But in the summer, shloishim yom, you have to give him 30 days notice, because in the summer people would move around. It was much easier to find a home to live in the summer, and therefore you give him 30 days. Uvekrochem, but in a busy place, echad y'maisak chama, echad y'maisak shamim, shnei masach chodesh, a year. Some cities were very hard to find. People did not move around. Once they found the place, they stayed. Therefore, you must give him 1 year notice. Now, ubechanuyais, what about a store? Now, a store, if you're going to change location on a store, is this accurate? You guys tell me. You change location on a store, you're going to give someone 30 days notice, even if they could find a new place to go. There's another problem. They have to inform their clients. No? A one day to the next, you could just say, okay.
100%. I mean, if it's a retail store,
retail.
Yeah, location is everything.
Right. So you're going to show up.
The part depends on how far away you can find a place. If it's not the same locale, then it's.
If it's
picking on a retail store, what if it's a dentist office? I mean, any renter has to reach his clients, wherever they are.
Right. Well, he's saying that a dentist office is by appointment, so you just tell the people where to go. But retail, which is all about hopping in and hopping out, so a guy's going to come and say, okay, let's go to lunch. It's not there anymore. So the Gemara here says another issue also, that the other problem with the retail is that the guy needs to collect his debt. And the people come in to pay. And they're not gonna like look for him, you know, if he goes somewhere else. He needed enough time to collect all of his debts. So he doesn't have any outstanding loans when he moves to a new location, because he's not guaranteed that these people are gonna find him in the new location.
They can't find him 6 months later either.
What? You can't find him 3 days later, even in the new. Most people, right. If you're relying on them to come into the store to pay, you're saying you gotta get a better collection system than that. But.
Right.
So, you know, a little index card for credit. You want to wrap up your credit before you move. So, you've got to give 1 year notice. Okay? Now, by the way, we're talking now the landlord giving the tenant notice. What about the other way? What about the tenant giving the landlord the notice? L'chayra, it's the same thing, no? Because the idea is, if think about it, if in the winter no one moves, and that's why the tenant would have to find a hard time finding a new place, so probably the landlord would also find it difficult to replace him, right? Because people aren't moving. Correct. I was mocked in that. This is all talking, you know, there's no specific agreement in the contract. The Shulchan Aruch we're going to see is going to talk about a case where there is a specific agreement in the contract, okay? Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Chanosh Nachtoimim, Shatzvam, Shloshanim. See, it depends on the nature of the business, okay? So this is the Gemara, this is the din of the Mishnah, okay? Now, there is a Machloikis, but Bazalmi, you know where this is Negeah? This is Negeah. Where very often you sign a lease right away with a new tenant, but then the next year you didn't sign a new lease. You're going on whatever the agreement was, but you didn't sign necessarily a new lease. You know, Correct. So now what's going to be with that case? Yeah. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Shin Yud Beis, Siv Dalet, Siv Hey. Okay, Shinya Beis Sifei. But before we do that, I want to before we see the Shulchan Aruch, how he plays it all out, I also want to speak out Mamash, very interesting, which is Negeah Halacha, which came up, it's Negeah last week's shir. So last week we talked about what happens if the owner has a need for the home. If the owner has the landlord has a need for the home, is he allowed to now ask the tenant to move out? So we said generally not. Okay, generally not, and you have to give him the proper notice, like we're saying over here. Now, listen to this case. The case is, what happens if the landlord, is there any type of, and also we said, that if you sell the home, if the landlord sells the home, he cannot sell the home and leave the tenant out of it. In other words, when he sells a home, he's got to sell it with the lease and tell the potential buyer, look, there's a lease on it till 12 months. You got to buy it with the tenant. I can't. It's like a lien. You can't sell it without that. So here's the following case. The Shulchan Aruch talks about, this is our Ramah that we had last week. I'll show you the Ramah. The Ramah talks last week about the following case. Okay, this is last week's source. I'll pull it up here. See, this is the last week's source. No, one second. I don't know why. He says like this. The Ramah says, that if there's a tzad, oh, here you go, okay. If there's a tzad that, okay, here. Yeah, I'm pulling it up on the screen, but I'm just going to read it for the people here. See here. The Rama says the following. Okay, here's the Torah. Okay. So the Rama says, V'im haya muskar b'inyin, shalai haya achal ifdai say la'aylam im loy machray, yachal limchar ulai tziay miyad. So if the house is in a situation that if you don't sell it, you lose the home, the halacha is you're allowed to sell it tenant free. Now what does that mean? So perfect example, Mamash comes up l'maisa, is, I don't know if it comes up l'maisa, you guys will tell me if it comes up l'maisa, but the scenario that would be like this. The person's in sakana of foreclosing on the house, okay? Let's just say, for example, the house is worth $500,000, and he has debt on the house which is worth $300,000. Okay. Now he has a potential. So the bank is going to sell it. The bank is going to foreclose, get their $300,000, and leave the guy out. Right? He's going to lose the house. But he could sell it for $500,000 and make all of his money back. He could sell it at face value. But the buyer is only going to buy it for $500,000 if there's no tenant. It's tenant free. So are you allowed at that point to kick out the? Are you allowed to kick out the tenant in order to keep the home? So here the halacha is, that's what the Rama is saying. If he doesn't kick out the tenant, he'll lose the house. The halacha is he's allowed to kick out the tenant even with no notice whatsoever. Because there the logic is much more posh. To the extent that you're going to lose the home, then you're allowed to... He is a schus to keep the home closed, man, it's yours. But if because of him you're going to lose the whole house... So the halacha is you're allowed to kick him out. That's the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Vilna Gaon, there's a machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Nesivos HaMishpat. Well, that's very logical because if you don't sell the house, he's going to lose it anyway, the tenant, right? But what happens if it's the house that the landlord lives in? The house.
When I sell it, isn't it subject to the lease that's already on the books?
Well,
when I sell it.
Yeah, but what happens when the bank forecloses on it?
Okay,
fine. But I'm gonna fine. So you're right. But I'm gonna lose the home. So I'm not meshubid to let the tenant live in it at the expense of me losing the home.
Okay, but it's not a vort that he's gonna lose.
Right, it's not that vort. But the vort is I'm. Okay. But what about if it's not the house that's rented out? What happens if it's my personal house? The landlord owns his house, and the landlord is facing foreclosure on his home. In order for him to get enough money to buy out the bank, he needs to sell the rental property he has tenant free. He has a buyer on his rental property, and for him to sell, he has to sell that rental property, and he has a buyer, but the buyer that's going to buy it is only going to buy it if it's tenant free. And if he doesn't sell the house, he's not going to have enough money now to pay off his debt on his own house, and he's going to lose his home. So do you say the same thing?
But the renter's going to lose his house anyhow, because if the owner loses his own personal house, he's then going to kick out the renter and move in there.
Right, because we said if you lose your home, no, maybe the person who forecloses on the house will let him continue living in it with rent. You'll have to pay rent or something, you know. So this is a machlokes between the achrayim over here in that case. Okay, that's a machlokes in the achrayim between the Nesivos and the Vilna Gaon. Interesting halacha. The Nesivos Paskins, even if it's his own house, and then Aruch Shulchan Paskins like that also. So that would mean that this type of extenuating circumstance where you're going to mamash lose your home, then that would override the schus of the tenant in the home. No, because...
Which one's more...
No, it's more poshut if it's the house that's rented. It's because I'm losing it because of your schiris.
You're losing anyway.
No. If it's the house that's rented, so the taina is, you're renting the house because of this lease to you, I'm losing the whole home. So I'm not meshubit to keep the lease in a way that it's damaging my ownership on the home itself. That's much more logical. But if it's my house, it's my personal problem. It's nothing to do with the lease. But that's also chiddush, because that's considered enough of an extenuating circumstances, you're allowed to ask him to leave. Okay, but let's say there's no extenuating circumstances, and now you want to kick him out. So we said the Gemara says you got to give him in the winter, you can't kick him out at all. In the summer, you got to give him 30 days notice. 30 days notice, and you can kick him out. So this is brought down to Shulchan Aruch, Simon, David, we could probably actually put a link to the sources on the chat thing, and then everyone could do it themselves. Okay, but for now, let's see if we could do this. That's the amount of notice you have to give. So let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So it says the Shulchan Aruch like this. I don't remember. Now I'm bringing up last week's. Hold on, I have to bring up this week's again. What? Okay. No, it's a. What? Okay, so what? Click this one. Okay. Okay, are you guys... Yeah, okay, you guys probably see it. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. Okay, here we go. Sif, hey, Hamasker by Sechaver Stam, Eini Yochel Loitzioi, if you rented out a property Stam with no specific term, Yochel Loitzioi, Chiyodiyo Shloshim Yoim. Mikoidim, you have to give him enough time to find a place. Kidei Levakesh Mokum, V'lo Yeh Mushloch Baderech, Ulvasoif HaShloshim Yetzei. B'med Ramamur, B'moy Sechamo, Avai B'moy Sechshomim, Eini Yochel Loitzioi, you have to give him 30 days notice. Okay, but in the winter you got to keep him there till Pesach. Now, so there's a very interesting sma over here. The sma and machlokes between the sma and the shach. So listen to this machlokes. Why 30 days? Where did 30 days come from? Why do I have to let I rented it stam, so I have to let you 30 days. So the sma says that in Echanami, really, if you didn't mention a time period, and it's the summer, you could really kick him out tomorrow. You could really kick him out tomorrow. One day. And the Sma says, you know why it's 30 days? It's 30 days because when you talked to him, you set up the price and said, you owe me per month. So that means you really literally spoke out that the Zman, that the term of the lease is 30 days. Every 30 days is a new term. So you said, since you owe me $3,000 for the month, that means you're telling me that that's the period of time that you owe me, and therefore that's what you... But if you would have said $100 per day, which is $3,000 a month, let's say, so at that point, if you would have said that, then it could be, according to the Sma, you could kick him out after one day.
What about the end of Chodesh?
That's what I'm saying. That's
what I'm saying. Today is the 15th of the month.
Yeah.
I rented him on the beginning of the month. I said it's $1,500 a month.
No, no, no. You didn't say per month. You only said that's per day.
If I did not speak out anything, let's say we didn't speak out anything. Let's say, it's only because you made the term a monthly term. The Shach holds not like that.
If it's in a monthly term, so mid-month, you should be able to get
15
days.
No, it's not calendar month. So by definition,
it's the month when you started. So if you started your lease at the beginning, of every month on Rosh Chodesh. So
uh-huh.
By the end of the month, that's the end of your term, and each month is a new term. So
no, I guess because I you're right. I hear what you're asking on the Sma.
In the middle of the month, if you make an agreement for 30 days, it's not...
Well,
well,
let's look. Look. We'll read the Sma.
Let's.
He's asking a good kasha. I mean, it's according to the Sma's pshat. Here, look at the Sma inside. The Sma inside is on page Kuf Yud Ches, if you have it there, and I'll bring it up here. Let's read it together, because it's a little... the Sma's a little difficult. I hear what you're saying, Rabbi Shaffron. It's a good question. The Sma says like this. It's on the top here. He says, it says like this. Nire, the high stam lav dafka ka'amar. It doesn't mean that I said nothing. Di'im kein, achar yom echad, repachos, yachal lehitzioi. I could take you out after one day. Kishi yomar hamaskir, she'ein daitoi, ein daitoi ha'isa al yoyser. I'm sorry, my das was one day at a time. Can we make it bigger? My day was my das was one day at a time. Okay, there you go. The high stam lav dafka the imkain acher yom echad the pachas yachal atil kishimar maske shein day to haysal yoiser the karka becheskas baaleo imedes, because the owner of the landlord has the right to say, I'm sorry, I was doing a one day at a time rental. My rental was one day at a time. So memela zakta sma, it's only because you said v'chulu v'chulu, he says down here, v'dafka b'stam da she'enkin kishu l'zman yadu yachol etziap, he says must be talking about that rotzolem shehiskir loy v'amrlei ata titin li ba'ad ha'schir is basically kol chodesh kach v'kach. Well, let's do a monthly rental. So since you spoke it out as a monthly rental, so memela, that's why he keeps a month. The Shach argues. The Shach says, no, in rentals from the days of Chazal till nowadays go by the month. Period. Just like Stam Halva Shleishim Yoim, Stam. Rentals 30 days. People don't rent a house for a day. People don't rent a home for a day. Doesn't make sense. And therefore, the Stam Das, no matter what, is a month, and you're never allowed to remove a person with less than a month. That's what the Shach says. Okay. Right. If you have taka something which the derech is not to do it that way. Right. So let's say you signed up. So it means, So, but we're talking also that it's in the summer months, and again you have to take into account the fact that the guy has enough notice to find another place. So lechora, let's say you're in a very busy season in a vacation place. That's a very busy season. And the guy didn't call up for how many nights he wants it. And that's the derech is a day, daily. So he takes the thing, and you want to let him know, okay, leave now. I have someone else coming. And the guy thought to himself, what do you mean? But I was planning on staying for a week. You didn't speak out, really. So there's no stam schiris on that. So kaka b'cheskes ba'aleo imedes. So he's allowed to say, I only had in mind to give it to you for a day. Okay? So now the question is, do you have to give him enough time to find somewhere else? And is there a season for that? If it's a very busy season and there's nothing available, is there a season for that? I'm not sure the answer to that question, but okay. That's the halacha. Now, if you continue on, so the next sif is like this. This is talking about, you did give them the right amount of notice, etc. Now, Halacha Zayin is very important as well. If you look at Halacha Zayin in the next place, page, it says, "Ukeshem shamasker chayv lo idea." Just like the landlord has to give notice to the tenant, kacha soicher chayv lo idea mikoydim shloishim yoyim oibayar. The zman in the Mishnah is reciprocal, is that both sides have to give each other enough warning. Okay, so the landlord and the tenant both have to give each other enough warning. That means in the summer months when it's easier to find tenants, so you have to give them 30 days, and in the winter months you're stuck in for the entire term. Okay? But then the Ramah adds something like this.
Pay.
What?
So at least stop paying there.
Pay. I don't care if you live there or not. Now, he said like this. Oy, the Ramah adds though, im loy idiyoy eino yachal lotzeis eleite naschar. If you didn't give him enough notice, you got to pay. The Ramah says, oyamid loy acher bim koimoy. Or you could have someone take over your lease. So I don't know legally what the standing of this is. But halachically, the Ramah is saying is that even though you're stuck in for the lease, let's say for the duration of the winter, you're allowed to get someone else to take over the lease. But here, the landlord could say, I only want someone like you. Look, you're such a nice guy. We get along so well. We never fought until now. I want to rent it to you. I don't want to rent it to someone else. Right? So, what's the rights of the tenant to put in someone else in the place of the landlord? So the halacha there is that the Dharma is saying, if it's reasonable for the landlord, for the tenant, to say, hey, it's basically, the same thing as me, then the landlord has to be mekabel it. Okay? But let's say you were renting a house to a family with a baby, and now they say, well, I'm leaving, but don't worry, I have another family coming in with 11 kids. They'll take it over. So you're not mechuyev to mekabel that, because you didn't have das to rent it to that such a family, right? So it's got to be a similar type of situation. All right. So even though he has give you warning, but he's allowed to replace the tenant with someone else. Now, this is all basically when it was not clear in the lease for how many months or how long the lease was for. What comes up, I think, more often is that it was clear. You signed the lease, okay? Now, how much before the end of the termination of the lease do you have to give notice whether you're planning on renewing the lease? In other words, you signed a year lease from Hanukkah to Hanukkah. Okay. Now remember, in the winter months, if you didn't sign a set time and you just let the guy rent it for a month after Sukkot and he's there, Isuchaki could say, Topesach, you cannot kick him out if it's just a month to month and Stam and no terms. But what if you made the term explicitly and it ends on Hanukkah? Now you want it back Hanukkah. Do you have to now give him any sort of warning? Or is the assumption that if the lease is over, the lease is over? Do you have to give any warning about non-renewal of the lease? Okay, so here the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Shulchan Aruch says like this. It's in Sif of Ches. Im sochor lizman kotzuv. If the rental was agreement was for a certain amount of time, kivin shekola hazman, once the term is over, yochol etzio miyad, afilu kol hazman b'moisak shamim. You could get rid of him right away. You don't have to give him notice that you were not planning on renewing it. So that means he's not going to find a place to go. Okay, I'm sorry, but that's not my problem necessarily. And I want the house back. So since I want the house back, so I'm allowed to keep it back. I'm allowed to take it back, even though he gave no warning at all. However, I think that However, now what happens a lot of times is that here the tenant gets very nervous because they have nowhere to go, and they feel like they didn't have enough warning. So here there is a halacha like this. Here there's a halacha brought down in the Maril. It's a Tshuvas Maril that says Omnam. Im oynes gadol hu leruven shelo yochol klal limtzei bayis, then it's nochoin lasois lifnim mishuras hadin lanichoi bevayis ba'achas ha-makoymois kizeo toi ve'yoshar ad sheyimtzo li bayis ha-klois ha-chayrif. There is an inyan of asis ha-yoshar ve'atoiv that it's appropriate to let him stay. Okay, but appropriate to let him stay. If I have a big oynes, I don't have to, but there is such a thing to have some rachmanis on the guy and, and let him do it. Now, this is all assuming, by the way, that there is no accepted practice of what's the normal practice in such a case. Okay, but if there's obviously it's the normal practice, so then the lease was done al das the normal practice. So nowadays, legally, what's the normal practice at the termination of a lease? It's normal that it's unless there's warning, it's going to be renewed, or what's the standard practice today in residential at least?
Stamp contract is for a year. You're gonna do it for more. Like 15 days before, you need to send a notice to leave. Like, it's okay, it's getting to an end. And then if you don't do anything, you don't renew it for a year. It's in a stamp. It will switch to a month to month. And in a month to month, you need to give only 15 days in advance notice each month.
So he's saying is that in the residential, you should give 15 days notice that you're not renewing the lease at the termination of the lease for a year, and then it turns to a month to month if you don't re-sign the lease, if you don't renew a specific lease. That's the way it is here. Okay, and that's what someone here is saying. I don't know if all the lawyers in the here agree, but so you don't see it all. But that's let's assume like that. But so then you would have to follow whatever the legal the reason you would have to follow that is not because of Dina de Machusa Dina necessarily, because we've spoken in the past that when there's two Yidden, we don't have to follow the Dina de Machusa Dina. It's between us. This is not an issue of Dina de Machusa Dina. But the reason why you would have to follow it is because he has a right to say that was my das. That was my understanding, that you're going to give me that type of notice because that's the industry standard. Since that's the practice in the industry, so I'm assuming that you're going to give me that amount of time.
Does either party have to know what the industry standard is?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
I just assume the lease was on whatever industry standard is.
Right, exactly. So I'll look into it and see. But he wants to say in this book over here, that you see from the Gemara that you have to take into account the time it would take to find a new lease. So it could be that the proper hanhaga is giving him enough notice to find another home. Maybe that would be what according to the Gemara, what the proper halacha would be, is to give him the notice that it would take to find another home. And that's why we saw in the winter it was very hard to find, so you have to give that. Now, what is the halacha about what you brought up just now, which is that if you terminate the lease, so what's the halacha of the following year? So there's three options, okay? There's three ways to look at what happens when the lease is terminated. One is to say that you're living now on a month-to-month. One is to say that you renew the lease according to the previous terms, which would mean you have a whole new year. And one is to say is that it's not even a month-to-month. You're just living there. You know, and therefore, maybe I don't even have to give you any notice. Maybe I could kick you out any day. I could get rid of you. Who says you have a right to the full 30-day term? Maybe if you leave that 30 days, then you'll pay me whatever it was that you paid me last year, but per month. But basically, who says that? Is it even a month to month? Even that's not so poshut. So there is a goin, there's a Vilna goin that's mashma a little bit, that when you go, that any time that a business deal continues beyond the term of the contract, it's based al das rishayna hu aisa. And anything which al das rishayna hu aisa, that means the lease is duplicated. So it's considered a new year lease. So it means you would not be able to kick him out for another year if he entered into the next year. The Vilna Goyen's mashma like that. But the other paiskim, the Aruch HaShulchan and others, they all say that's not the case. We don't assume it's duplicated, and therefore there's no such thing as that. The question is, does it go into a month to month? What would be the logic of the month to month? The logic of the month to month would be, like we said from the Shach, that the Stam Schir is a Shleishim Yoyim. People don't go into a term of Schir for less than 30 days. Since Stam Schir is a Shleishim Yoyim, so therefore it will be 30 days. Now, according to the Sma, not so clear, because we said in the Sma, he doesn't necessarily have that concept of Stam Schir is a Shleishim Yoyim. He just says that, you know, if you said 30 days, you said 30 days, right?
Can the Bible say, Targum Cheskes Baleos, so the Sefer has to prove?
Right. Yeah, so according to the Sma, L'chor, you would be allowed to say, Targum Cheskes Baleos, Medes.
You know. The
Sefer
is now the
Mighty,
so he should have
proof. What's the term? What? Right. So that's what I'm saying. According to the Sma, probably that should be the case. It is a shayla, but again, probably if the contract speaks out, do contracts spell this out, or is it just understood? If the contract spells out that after the completion of the contract, if no other contract is given, that it will continue on month to month, then obviously that you agree to that. But if that's not the case, there is a tzad in halacha that will not be considered automatically a month to month. It would just be like, and therefore you would be allowed to terminate, you would be allowed to kick him out as soon as you want, basically. You know, maybe with enough notice to find somewhere else, maybe 2 weeks notice or whatever, but you wouldn't necessarily have to let him stay for the entire month. There's such a tzad like that. Now, what about, let's take the case where it was a month to month and you have to give him a certain amount of notice. And you did not give him the right amount of notice. So he already went into the next month and you forgot to tell him. This could happen, right? The last year, the price for a house per month was $2,000. The prices went up. Now the standard for that house, the going rate, would be $2,500. Okay? So you were planning in the new year to, the new year you were planning on raising the rent to the going rate. Now, you forgot to tell him 30 days in advance, okay? So now the lease is over, and or whatever. Let's say in the case of the Gemara, you didn't speak it out, so he's allowed to stay all the way through the winter. Now comes the summer. You have to give him 30 days notice. Before 30 days notice, am I allowed to raise the price? So I'm not kicking him out, but I am raising the price without giving him the proper notice. What?
You had that before.
So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this. I'll show you inside. Shulchan Aruch says, Mufurash Sif, it's Sif Tes, if you look, and Shin Yud Beis. So Shulchan Aruch says, Masha Amarnu, it's the last page in the thing. Masha Amarnu, She'ein Amaskir Yochol Lohitziyoi, V'loi HaSoicher Yochol Lotzeis, Ad She'yoydienu Mikoydem. This that you're not allowed to, either side is not allowed to remove the other one without proper notice. Im Hukru Abatim, if value of houses went up, Yesh Lamaskir Lohoysef Alav, V'loi Mar LaSoicher Oyschar B'Shavyeh Oyteitzei. The landlord is allowed to raise the rent without giving him the notice. So he's not allowed to evict him without giving him the notice, but he's allowed to raise the rent to the current going rate. He can't just raise the rent for no pshat, but he's allowed to go with the current price even without giving him the notice. So let's say you went with a month to month. So the term was over, and he went in for the first day of the month. You can't raise it for that month because let's assume that it goes to a month to month. But now, 10 days before the next month, you could tell him, look, I forgot to tell you, but the new agreement is going to be moving forward according to this new price. And since he wasn't cutting it for the year, so now you're allowed to, even without the proper notice, you're allowed to raise the rent.
What does that do with month to month? Why would this all apply even if he has it for the whole year?
No, because you cannot, because he says, V'cheni muz labatim yesh asorich lifkos haschar v'loim alamat, and same thing with the prices went down, by the way. Right? Shash al achav shav, or I'm going to leave. It's within the time. Okay, but look in Sif Yud. In Sif Yud, it says, but if he has a lease for a term, you're both stuck with the going rate. So you with the price he agreed to. So if you would hold like the Vilna Gaon, that when you one day into the new term turns into a new year, you would be stuck. It's too late. You should have called him before. Okay. So but we don't pass like that. It seems like, and it does not turn into a year term. So therefore, even if it will be mezgalgal to month to month, you will be allowed to raise the price to the going rate. Without giving him that proper notice. Okay? All right. Does anyone have any comments over there? How this... we're good? Okay, I guess so. All right, so... we will pick it up, in Mitzvah Shem, next week. All right, everybody? Shkoyach. Hold me in touch. Is everybody recording? Yeah.
What?
Someone told me that you were selling them, but they went to their
Where are these?